Today is April 25th. I'm Sean Parker, and this is a daily devotional series where we read a short daily devotional every day from the book Until Today, Daily Devotions for Spiritual Growth and Peace of Mind by Eon Van Zandt. The theme of the month for April is acknowledgement, and the quote of the month is, "When you can look a thing dead in the eye, acknowledge that it exists, call it exactly what it is, and decide what role it will play in your life, then, my beloved, you have taken the first step toward your freedom." Now, let's jump into today's devotional. April 25th. I am willing to acknowledge the truth must be told in a way it can be heard. Some people are very good at using a razor blade with a smile. Their words are so smooth, so sweet, and so soft-spoken, it may take you a moment to realize that you have been cut. While you are standing there bleeding, they put the razor blade away long enough to ask, "What's the matter, honey?" Often the person is speaking the truth, but truth is not the issue here. How the truth is told is the issue. A sweet, gentle, smiling razor blade is still a razor blade. Most people are open to hearing the truth when it is said in a way they can hear it. People cannot hear you when you make them wrong. People cannot hear you when you attack their weaknesses. People cannot hear what you are saying if by saying it, you are making yourself better than they are. Do not make the mistake of believing that the people you speak to do not know what you really mean. They do. If there is one thread of judgment, of criticism, or denigration in what you say, they're not going to hear you. In fact, they're going to shut you out. If you want to ensure that people will hear you when you talk about difficult or uncomfortable situations, speak to them from your heart. Speak to them from a place of compassion and concern. See yourself as their teacher, their healer, the step to their next level of spiritual and emotional growth. See them as the part of yourself that does not like to be wrong, does not like to be criticized, does not like to be cut to shreds in the process of learning. Until today, you may have told the truth in a stinging, biting, or cutting way that meant people could not hear you. Just for today, practice telling yourself some truth about yourself that is difficult for you to hear. When you master the art of telling yourself the truth lovingly, you use what you have learned when talking to other people. Today, I am devoted to learning how to tell the truth in a gentle, compassionate, and loving manner. Yes, there's a lot to be said about, you know, telling the truth, but then telling it in a way that people can actually receive it, which can be really hard sometimes, I know. But this is such a great way to think about it. Learn to tell the truth lovingly to yourself and then use what you've learned while talking to others. I love it. I hope this helps you as much as it's helped me. Until tomorrow, peace.